Before I go to sleep, I talk to my body. Before I go to sleep, I talk to my body. My body is my vehicle through which I experience many things in life. Actually, it's my mind, my brain, my soul, my being, which experiences these things, but it's my body that's the channel to allow these things to be shown to me. Now, how do I become aware of how my channel is? How do I become aware of how my consciousness is? Do I think of my consciousness as being peaceful, gentle, loving, fantastic? Or do I think of my consciousness as just being a garbage bin in which I dump all the trash of my day, all the trash of television and all the trash of videos and all the trash of radio and music? Oh, I think music is so wonderful. I love to listen to music, and I tell myself that that music is so glorious and so great, and I love the oratorios, and I love the magical music of these great composers, and I think it's so fantastic. And what am I doing? Before I go to sleep, I talk to my body because I have been filling my body with a lot of extraneous things during my wake time. I've been filling my mind, my brain, with many attitudes during my wake time that are not necessarily beneficial to me. Oh, the music takes my attitude, my consciousness, and makes it soar, and I think to myself, wow, isn't that glorious? Isn't that fantastic? I just love it. And I read the newspapers and magazines, and I see what's going on in the world. And I see how man's inhumanity to man becomes oppressive to my consciousness. And I say, why do I do this? Why must I create this sort of thing in my world? And that is a good question, isn't it? Why must I create these things in my world? Well, you don't must create these things in your world. You don't have to create these things in your world. You don't have to bring these things to the format, to the forefront, to the onset of who and what you are, or who and what I am. I have choice. I have the choice of watching harmonious events or negative events. I have the choice of being concerned, being my brother's keeper, of thinking I've got to tell everybody in the world how to run their lives and what sort of values they should have. And I think that those are most important. And the big issue is, what are my values? What are my values? What do I live by? What do I think is important in my living? What are the redeeming qualities of my life? And as I ask myself these questions, I say to myself, the outer is not the answer to the inner. The outer is not the answer. The inner is reflected in the outer. So if I am in myself not harmonious, if I am in myself not magical and wonderful and beautiful, my outer certainly is not going to be that either. I have to make the choice. I don't have to make the choice, but I make the choice of deciding who and what I am and what I will think about and what I will think before I go to sleep. How am I going to talk to my body? Am I going to say, my body is a temple of the living spirit? Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is fabulous. My body is marvelous. My body is great. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's my body. If I say that, what am I doing? What am I doing? If I were to go and visit some beautiful person that I highly respected and that I almost worshipped and felt very good about, like my mother, I go to visit my mother. Do I put on my clean clothes or dirty clothes? Do I say, Mom's coming for a visit this afternoon. She's going to come and have dinner with us tonight. She's going to enjoy visiting our family. Oh, how wonderful. Mom's come. Am I going to change my clothes and put on something that I appreciate, that I think I'll look nice in? It's not for Mom. I'm doing it for myself. Now, am I going to make sure the children are all washed up and clean and nice? Am I going to make sure the house is in order? My house inside of me, as well as the house that I live in the outer world. Am I going to make sure that my wife has her prettiest dress or my husband has his finest clothing? Am I going to make sure that my world is harmonious with what I want to show forth to my mom? Before I go to sleep, I talk to my body. I talk to my body and I say, Body, you are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are good. You are beautiful. Body, you are amazing. Body, you are whole and perfect. And while I say these things to my body, I am planting seeds in my consciousness of the truth about myself. I am preparing myself for my body. I am preparing myself for my quality sleep. I am preparing myself for who I am, for what sort of mire, and the word is used properly here, what sort of mire do I swill my body in? What sort of attitudes and what sort of outpicturing do I put my body in? Do I say that my body is a temple of the living God and then I put on dirty shoes and dirty socks? No way. I like everything to be beautiful, clean, lovely. I like everything to be fantastic. Before I go to sleep, I talk to my body. Before I enter into that inner quality sleep, that inner awareness that I choose to have as the majority of my evening sleep, I prepare myself. If I'm going to watch violent movies or hear violent news and have these sort of thoughts in my mind, they're going to be there. They're going to take away from my awareness of my quality sleep because I'm giving attention and time to them. They are what I am thinking about just before I go to sleep. We say, now I lay me down to sleep. We say our prayers before we go to bed. We say our prayers before we go to sleep. We tell little children to say it, but we don't really tell the little children what those prayers might really be. We teach prayers at our table. We say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And as we say something like that, what are we saying? What we're saying is that we live in a body that is fantastic. We're saying we are marvelous beings. We say that we are outstanding. We say that this is a temple of the living God. I am going to sleep in this temple of the living God. I'm going to sleep in this awareness of my universality, my universality. I'm one as all. If I allow myself even a little bit to have negative experiences in my life, I have them. If I watch a movie and I say, what are its redeeming qualities? If I have to ask that question, then I haven't really seen the movie. I've seen the movie only on its outward surfacing, on its outward appearance. If I look at life as the outward appearance, I don't like life. If I look at life from my inward appearance, where I create all things beautiful and good, then I like it. My dream time, my body, my thought time is equally as important, if not more important. Tremendously important for me to plant seeds of truth in me, to prepare myself. Before I go to sleep, I talk to my body and I say, you're wonderful, you're good, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're magical. You are the allness, you are the isness, you are so wonderful, you are my expression of good. And my body smiles and relaxes. My body lays back and gives a sigh. My body says, that's what I've been waiting to hear. That's what I've been waiting to hear. Say it again, Sam. Tell me again, I am wonderful. Tell me again, I am beautiful. Tell me again, I am relaxed. I am peace. Tell me again. Our body says that to us. We say that to ourselves. Our children say that to us. Our spouse says it to us. Our relatives say it to us. Our world say it to us. Our employers, the people we work with all day long, they say it to us. Say something nice. Say something nice to me. Say something nice so that I can build my day on something nice. Come on, say something nice. Say something beautiful. Tell me how wonderful I am. Tell me. They don't say that, but you know what they mean, and you know what you mean. So before I go to sleep at night, I tell my body how wonderful it is. I tell my body how great it is. I tell my body that it is a temple of the living spirit, and it is ideal right now and whole and perfect right now. Telling my body this before I go to sleep means that my body is bathed in this beauty about itself. And I make a choice of the things that I put into my consciousness all day long, not only in the evening, but all day long. And I tell myself beautiful things about myself. If I ever have to ask what are the redeeming qualities of anything in my life, I best look at it carefully and say, is that what I want to have in my consciousness? Is that what I want to study? Is that what I want to relate to? Or do I want to relate to the idea that I am ideal? I am fantastic. I am preparing myself for quality sleep. Before I go to sleep at night, I talk to my body and prepare it for quality sleep. And when I do this, you can be sure I have a lot of quality sleep. It's a lot of fun, and it's rewarding, and it's important, and it's who I am, and I know it's who you are, too. Have a good day. I love you.